118,000 children are covered under the program in Wisconsin. Because of Wisconsin law, those children will remain covered, but the state will need to pick up the burden instead of being reimbursed from Washington, D.C. John Peacock of the Wisconsin group Kids Forward says the program began 20 years ago on a bipartisan basis to expand health coverage for kids in low-income working families.
The idea was that we didn't want to have parents who were leaving welfare to go into work to have to go back on welfare or to give up their jobs in order to qualify for Medicaid, which used to be the case.
The federal government provided more money to the states to cover more kids. It's now part of Wisconsin's Badger Care program. Peacock says if the CHIPS funding runs out, Wisconsin law says those children still need to be covered.
And that's going to cost the state about $9.5 million every month once our current allotment runs out. We have a bit of a carryover from last year that's going to run out in March or April, and then each year in the future, if we don't have CHIP funding, the state will have to spend $115 million more for Badger Care.
Peacock says it's unclear how the state would address the shortfall. He thinks the law continues to have broad bipartisan support in Congress. He says both the House and Senate have talked about extensions. He says the sticking point in Congress is how they're going to pay for it. He says a backdrop is the likely passage of the large federal tax cut, which will add to the national debt over 10 years. He worries that might pressure members of Congress to look at CHIPS funding to make up the shortfall. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.